How appropriate it is today, on the feast of Mary's Purification, Jesus' presentation of the temple, that we bless candles. As we've mentioned so often in the past, the candle, the lit candle, is a symbol of Christ, the light of the world. And what a joy it was for Mary on this day to present her divine Son in the Holy Temple. Jesus was indeed the light of the world. And that is the reason why we always have the use of blessed candles. First and foremost, we have the sanctuary candle, the red candle to the left of the altar. That signifies the presence of the Blessed Sacrament of Christ on the altar. Whenever we offer Mass, we have candles lit on the altar, reminding us about Christ, the light of the world. And so it is that every Catholic home should have blessed candles in time of storm, in time of temptation and distress, when you pray your prayers, and especially when that last moment comes when anyone in the family is in danger of death and needs the last rites. I was thinking about this feast of today. There's so many things we can reflect on. But first and foremost, I would like to remind you that the blessed candle is a sacramental. It should be treated with reverence. The Church has two types of blessings. One is a constitutive blessing. If you get your rosary blessed, the rosary is blessed. Itself is blessed. It's a blessed object of devotion. The same thing with a crucifix. The same thing with holy water. That's a constitutive blessing. These blessed candles are a sacramental. The other type of blessing is what we call the invocative blessing. We have the blessing of cars. So if your car gets blessed, it doesn't mean that it's a blessed object of devotion. If your car is not running, you kick it. Oh my gosh, I committed a sin, I kicked my blessed car. If your bumper falls off, you don't have to bury it. Like, oh my gosh, I got to bury this blessed object of devotion. No, your car, we ask God to protect you as you drive in your car. So there are constitutive blessings and there's evocative blessings. The blessed candles are just that. I'd also like to say today is when Simeon, Holy Simeon, had his desire to see the Christ, the Messiah. He had long awaited this event. And he said, "Now thou dismiss thy servant, O Lord, because my eyes have seen my salvation." He had longed and prayed for this. God had told him this will happen. And he believed and hoped and trusted in God. And what a joy to take the infant Jesus into his arms, the Savior and Redeemer, the promised Messiah. And Simeon the prophet also made a prophecy to Mary. "This child is set for the rise and fall of many in Israel for a sign which will be contradicted. And thy own soul a sword shall pierce." Our Blessed Mother, who is so loving and pleasing to God, had this sword of sorrow throughout her life. She knew that one day, to redeem us, her divine Son would die a cruel and painful death. In the midst of all the joys of living with Christ, the Messiah, the divine Son of God, amidst all these joys, there was that pervading thought, one day will come when he will suffer, and she would have to endure in her heart a spiritual martyrdom, as we know she stood at the foot of the cross. So when we think of our Blessed Mother, we can sometimes think, well, all the graces that God flooded her soul with, that she merited tremendously. She suffered tremendously by her association with Christ, our Redeemer. I'd also like to say this about Holy Simeon. Holy Simeon was ready then to die. "Now thou dost dismiss thy servant, O Lord." I'd like to share with you, just last Sunday, we have a church, Our Lady of Victory in Canada, London, Canada. Father Saunders is there, and last Sunday his godson, Nicholas, served his Mass. 18-year-old boy, a good young man, receiving the sacraments, praying his prayers. He served Father's Mass, and that afternoon, in a snowmobile accident, he got killed. I believe the funeral was just yesterday. 18 years old, in the prime of his life, a very fine young man, he just served Mass. And we can just wonder, why did God allow this? Well, God, I mean, knows all of our circumstances in life, and he knows when will be the most advantageous time. But for this young man, Nicholas, the important thing is this, all of us, how we should always be ready to stand before God, because we don't know the day nor the hour. This came so unexpectedly. He was just serving Mass last Sunday. He was just assisting the priest, and now he's gone to eternity. How short life is, how fragile life is, and as Jesus has warned us, always be ready. Be in the state of sanctifying grace. Pray your prayers, receive the sacraments. And remember, of all the things you want to accomplish in life, the number one thing is to get to heaven, to save our soul. And I'd like to end the sermon by the words of our Lord. And these were the words that St. Ignatius converted St. Francis Xavier with. Francis, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and suffers the loss of his soul? But what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.